This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of middle summer, the third week of the sweet corn moon. Now in early middle summer, the days still seem to last forever. The sweet corn moon is waxing, and the cicadas soon fill the warm mornings and afternoons with their high buzzing whine. The number of flowers in bloom reaches its peak, and the world is full of color. Sirius, the dog star, the star of the dog days of July, moves to the center of the southern sky at noon. Late at night, middle summer brings the star of Hercules almost overhead, bearing the first ripening tomatoes, fresh sweet corn and green beans and zucchini. In the east, Cygnus, the northern cross, Lyra with bright Vega and Aquila and its anchor star Altair are rising with the Milky Way, foretelling blackberries and peaches and plums of August. The tone in the leaves of the high canopy takes on a slight midsummer darkening. Now the crickets and the katydids, whose night calls will soon replace the early morning songbird chorus, emerge in the shade. Fledgling sparrows and grackles and blue jays pester their parents to harvest the last black raspberries and service berries and the mulberries of June. Hummingbird moths drink the impatience, and bumblebees take pollen from the bee balm. Robins come together in flocks, and crows start calling once again before dawn, their fledglings away, and the first sweeping and swirling murmuration of starlings soars above the corn. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of middle summer. In the meantime, look all around you. Everything you see is middle summer.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.